Family Planning Queensland recently completed a project that focused on peer education. Melanie Costello explains.
Basically gone through a process of working with them to see what they want to do and what they think the best way to deliver education is. You know, inmates have the experience of being in prison. They know what's going to work. They have their own peer networks already set up. So it's kind of like working with the people who are the expert in that area and really just seeing how we can facilitate their ideas and, you know, into something that's actually going to happen. We've created a reception booklet that we worked with a bunch of inmates and who came up with what they thought was important information for inmates to know when they were new to the system around how to stay healthy. It's called Staying Healthy on the Inside. So it was their ideas about what information would have been good for them when they first got into prison to keep healthy and to either maybe not contract Hep C or another bloodborne virus, or if they do have Hep C, how they might manage that to be healthy. So things like your diet and managing fatigue and that kind of stuff. The other really fun resource that we're just waiting to come back from the printers is a deck of cards that we had four prisons involved in developing, and we worked with inmates there about what health messages they thought were important to have on the deck of cards around Hep C, HIV and sexual health. And so they had to come up with a list of the 13 most important topics for Hep C, for example. And so then they were responsible for doing the artwork around that, thinking of what messages they thought were important for others to know.
The Hepatitis E Council of New South Wales operates a prison telephone information and referral service for New South Wales prison inmates, their friends and family, and corrective service staff. Lynn Martin outlines the project.
The service is being accessed fairly well. In the first year of operation, we had round about 170 calls, and in the second year of operation, which was last year, we had 150 calls. So we think it's fairly successful in that it is being accessed. All of the prisons who have the special New South Wales prison phone system actually have the prison's helpline number, Hep C helpline number, on there as a free call. And the prisons who are not on the system but who have access to regular phones and to 1-800 numbers, they of course can just dial straight out. Although the number is available, there are different barriers to access in prisons that people might encounter. The inmates have to actually go out to work in a lot of the prisons, and they might not have access to the telephones between the 95 hours that we're open. The other barriers to access might be that there might be sometimes between 50 and 100 inmates actually wanting to use the phone at any one time. For example, they might want to use it when they're let out of their cells early in the morning before they go for breakfast or before they go on their work placement. And, it, you know, for that amount of people to actually be accessing the phone, of course, is impossible. So they might not have the opportunity to actually access the number. And on top of that, because there might be so many people waiting in line for the phone, they're not going to have the opportunity to keep their telephone call confidential. So that can be another barrier.
I would say 99% of the kids do not know that snorting is a risk for bloodborne viruses in terms of nosebleeds and breaking the lining of the nose and sharing notes or straws.
Nicole DiMarcio is a New South Wales clinical nurse specialist in bloodborne viruses who has developed an educational package designed for juvenile justice centres.
This particular juvenile justice centre that I go to, there was a rate of 30% of Hep C within this particular prison, and there was no education specifically on hepatitis B and C being done at the time, and so I designed an education session based on picture and sound. It accounts for low literacy levels. The first group are the younger inmates. They're from ages of about 11 up to 14, and then we have 14 up to 18, and then we have another group sort of mixed ages with sort of more severe learning difficulties and behavioural problems. Some kids in the group will have very little experience in life in terms of sexually transmitted infections and sex altogether and blood-borne viruses, and some of the young kids will already be parents. So, and then you've got everyone else in between. To try and educate these young people now in a format that they will be able to relate to and be interested in, so that they can start to make informed choices about their health now, so that later on in life, if they should unfortunately ever end up back in prison or in situations where they could be at risk, they have the knowledge to protect themselves or to protect others.
Thank you to the people who spoke to us about their experiences, and to the support workers, government and health representatives. Australian legislation limits journalists' ability to interview people serving a jail term in or out of prison, and I acknowledge that this has not fully represented the experiences of many people doing time or who have participated in the projects discussed in this documentary. This program was produced by Heather Anderson at 4ZZZ in Brisbane, and featured music from independent Brisbane artists 21 Dub Street, Broken Head, Skippy, The Beat End Profilers and Fishhead.